Welcome to Generations with Kevin Swanson. It's about the survival of faith, family, and freedom. It's about the future. He's a father of five, and he's committed to preserving a legacy for the next generation. Here's Kevin Swanson.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Generations. My name is Kevin Swanson. I'm Executive Director of Christian Home Educators. I'm a pastor, but the reason I'm Mike's side today with you, I'm a father of five, raising my children on the plains of Elbert, Colorado. And a couple of dads in studio with me, Dave Buhner, producer of this program, also a father of five. In the news, a new line of baby wear today has come out. It's called Pimp Wear. Pimp Wear for kids. Baby beater tank tops, a mini basketball uniform with Junior Pimp Squad blazoned on the outside of it, and then a t-shirt that reads, "My mom is a MILF," and I don't even want to know what that means. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't start too early to teach your kid not to fear God and to get ready to break all of his commandments. It's amazing. Dave, I think everybody teaches their children something. It's not as if you never get discipled in anything. Children are always being discipled, and here they're being discipled in breaking God's law and not fearing him. We're to do just the opposite, ladies and gentlemen. We're to teach our children to fear God and obey his commandments. And speaking of not starting too early, the Los Angeles Times reports a push to get evolution into kindergarten. The American Association for the Advancement of Pseudoscience is distributing a 24-page guide to teaching the scientific principles behind evolution starting in kindergarten. They got 24 pages on the scientific principles behind evolution?
They're all blank.
I can't believe it. They're all blank. Okay. More reasons to send your children to public schools. A 15-year-old vampire has been preying on girls in a public high school in New York. This is from the New York Post. A twisted teenage vampire has attacked three girls who attend Queens High School, savagely sinking her teeth into their necks in a series of bizarre bloodlettings, etc. There's a new lawsuit involved as well. Yet more reasons to send your kids to public schools. A high school teacher in Belleville, Illinois, was just arrested and charged with breaking the neck of a 17-year-old student and then leaving her to die in some woods, according to police. Investigators said Samson Shelton, 26 years old, as a teacher at Columbia High School, tried to strangle Ashley Reeves and then left her to die. Another bad story from the public schools. Dave, they come out almost every single day, and I get these from the headlines. My friends, these are the headlines, and people actually send their kids to these places? Unbelievable. Results are in for the Colorado CSAP tests. That's for our state in Colorado. The reading scores on Colorado standardized tests fell again this year for third graders. It's the second year in a row where the scores are falling. Kids are not reading in Colorado. They're reading worse than ever. Reading scores in Denver public schools have dropped for 4 years in a row now. But it's worse than that, folks. They won't teach the fear of God as the beginning of wisdom in the public schools. Now, I know there are a lot of people out there saying, hey, the academics are failing in public schools, and that's bad. But guys, it's worse than that. They won't teach children to fear God. God is not taught to be sovereign in history. He's not worshipped in the science classes. Dave, can you believe this? They have public schools in my county. They go through the intricacies of human life and biology and astronomy and the magnificence of the universe. And at the end of the class, the children will not get down on their knees and worship the God who created all of that. Can you believe a science class eliminating God and the worship of God? Unbelievable.
I can't believe that you keep paying for it.
And $7,000 a student, I pay for it. You bet I pay for it. This is a, what, $8, $10 billion experiment, and it's not working, ladies and gentlemen. When do parents take their children out of the public schools? I can't believe there are parents who still refuse to remove their children from the public schools. Now, I know children are allowed to believe in Jesus in the public schools, but they're taught every single day not to believe what Jesus said is in his word. Yeah, they can believe in Jesus, they're just taught not to believe what he says in his word. They're given a worldview that contradicts their faith every single day. Ladies and gentlemen, ask yourself the question, how bad does it need to get? How bad does it need to get before we remove children from the public schools? I'm looking for parents who fear God and love their children. And parents, if there are any out there listening to me right now who fear God and love their kids, okay? Anybody out there? You fear God and love your kids. I want to ask you a simple question. What would it take to remove your children from the public schools? It's just a simple question. What would it take? What would it take to remove your children from the public schools? A school shooting once a month, once a week, once a day, once an hour, once every 2 minutes. What's your threshold? There's got to be a threshold. What would it take? Mandatory homosexual classes with laboratories where real homosexuals demonstrate how it's done. Posters up and down the hallways teaching your children not to fear God specifically. Now, I know that the classrooms, for the most part, encourage children not to fear God because they have evolved out of the cosmic slime. It's implied. But if you're still not taking them out, what will it take? Does it have to be more explicit than that? Do you need posters in the classrooms telling children not to believe in Jesus and not to worship and fear the God who created the universe? I'm asking a serious question. What is your threshold? You know, I think everybody needs a threshold. But unfortunately, Dave, there are people out there that have never thought this thing through. And the end result is they will continually send their children into the public schools while the public schools get worse and worse and worse, only because they have never established a standard, an expectation, a vision for their homes. And without a vision, your children are going to perish. Things will continue to get worse. My father's threshold was 1968. And I know my father feared God, and I know my father loved me, and that's why my father took me out of the public schools. He didn't ever let me attend the public schools. All the way from 1968, my father did not let me cross the threshold of a public school. Ladies and gentlemen, homeschooling may not have been legal back then, but my father found a way to get me out of the public schools, and he homeschooled me because he was concerned that evolution was beginning to infiltrate most of the public schools across America. And he knew that if you accept evolution, if you accept a purely materialistic, naturalistic worldview, the end result will be your children will begin to think of themselves as cosmic dust and not as created in the image of God for His glory and to walk in His ways. Ladies and gentlemen, in just a moment, I want to give you 10 reasons to homeschool your children. That's next. Stay tuned.
Worldview Radio at its best. This is Generations. This is Generations.
Folks, we're back. This is Generations. My name is Kevin Swanson. Today, reasons to homeschool. But first, Dave, I think there are a lot of folks out there that send their kids to public schools, and inevitably, the thing they say is, yeah, my school is way better than all the others. Hey, there are no vampires in my school. You know, like this 15-year-old that was messing up girls out in New York. Or, you know, there are no high school teachers killing kids in my school or raping the teens in my school. But, Dave, some of these problems are universal. We see these problems all over the place. In fact, reports of local high schools, lesbians making out in the hallways. I get reports all the time in the check office, in Christian Home Educators of Colorado office downtown, that there are junior highs and grade schools where illicit sexual activity is happening in the hallways, Dave. These are grade schools in the Denver area. And yet, people are always saying, but those aren't my schools. Well, if those aren't my schools, then what schools are doing these sorts of things?
You know, Kevin, it's funny. We heard that very same thing at the parents of Columbine a few years ago. We heard it up at the parents up in Alaska, the story reported yesterday, where the kids were planning to blow up that school. We hear it in Douglas County, but that's where we have lesbians making out. We hear it about people who live in Highlands Ranch. After all, it's an affluent suburban area. And yet, there we have the tennis coach. You know, every parent says that, and yet virtually every school has an incident.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me give you 10 reasons why I homeschool and why I'd like to encourage you to consider homeschooling. I recognize that not everybody is going to educate their children in the same way. And God gives us different arrangements for the educating of our children. We don't want to box you into one particular form of education. However, here are 10 reasons why I homeschool. And the number one reason is because homeschoolers really do well in academics. Homeschoolers can read. That's my While the CSAP scores for reading is falling in public schools in Colorado, and my guess, most states around the United States, my children can read fine. In fact, we just had family worship several minutes ago, and every one of my children from 5 years old to 14 were reading the King James Version of the Bible. Literacy rates are falling across America. They're even falling among college graduates. Dave, didn't we bring up a story where college graduates are less literate than they were 10 years ago? Literacy has dropped off by 10% in just 10 years.
But the good news is none of the college students can read that article, so they're feeling good about themselves.
They still feel good. Their self-esteem is right where it ought to be, but they can't read. And literacy is the fundamental issue in academics. If you can't read, ladies and gentlemen, if you can't do the basics, you're not going to be able to function in life as God wants us to function. God wants our children to be able to read the Bible. That's clear from Deuteronomy 4 and Deuteronomy 6. God wants us to write His Word on the post of our house, and He wants our children to be able to read God's Word. We teach our children how to read, and we do it in a homeschool environment. Homeschoolers can read. The second reason is homeschool academics scores way higher than the national average on nationally standardized tests. You look at math, reading, grammar scores, they tend to be 30 to 40 percentile points above the national average in all these areas. You look at the Rudner study done back in 1999, looked at 26,000 homeschool graduates. This is a huge sample size. And this study found the average homeschool eighth grader, just picture this, he's 13, 14 years old, he is scoring four grade levels above the national average. The average homeschool eighth grader, four grade levels above the national average. Dave, academics is a powerful reason to homeschool your kids. America is not going to be the nation she once was because education, academics is falling like a rock in America. There is no way. There is no way we are going to be the nation we are today 20, 30 years from now. Dave, our high school students, our high school kids are scoring in the area of third world nations in science and math. Number three reason to homeschool, ladies and gentlemen, homeschooling is not a waste of time. And you know, Dave, if you think about it, the guys that get picked up in Elbert County out where we are, they are away from home 8, 9, 10 hours a day. The school bus shows up at 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, and comes back 5, 6 o'clock at night, and that's 4 or 5 days a week. You've got the time it takes to ride the bus. A lot of times kids spend a lot of time waiting in class for everybody else to catch up with wherever they are. And then you've got to come home and do all your homework. So I would say the average public school kid is at 8-10 hours a day. And Dave, our academics is probably 2-3 hours a day max. You know, in terms of the number of hours we're actually engaged in one-on-one textbook work, where our kids are filling out workbooks, etc. We have a lot more life integration happening. But I remember, I was homeschooled as a child. I mentioned that earlier. And I spent 1 year in a conventional private school. It was the most boring year of my life. The one accomplishment, Dave, that year, I read the entire Hardy Boy series, and most of it was in class.
Now, Kevin, see, you don't understand. When a child is on the bus, when the child is waiting for other students in the public school, that's not a waste of time. That is the goal of public education, is to slow down the achiever so that the collective, the whole social organization, can move together as a cohesive commune.
You know, a lot of people have told me that when they started homeschooling, they actually spend less time, Dave, doing homework than they did when their kids were going to public school and then coming home and working on their homework at home. They found that actually homeschooling was less time intensive than it was when they send their kids to public schools. And I guess part of that might have been just the deprogramming and the social influences that were involved.
Yeah, and when you're in a homeschool, all the work is homework.
Yeah. You know, when does education begin and end on any given day? I don't know. I don't have a clue when it begins or ends. We don't start school at 9 a.m. in the morning. We start school when they're out of bed, 7 a.m. in the morning until they're in bed at 9 p.m. at night. We're doing education. We're doing academics all day long. Ladies and gentlemen, much more efficient, much more efficient. Homeschooling is not a waste of time. Number four, fourth reason why we like to homeschool, and I would recommend it to anybody listening today, homeschooling is safer than public schools. I'll just say it, Dave. We haven't had a vampire problem. And, you know, another good thing is, speaking of safety, is that we can bring guns to school, and we do. My son likes to study with his .22 right there by his desk. But you know what? He really doesn't need to bring it to school. Now, you might need to bring a gun to a public school to defend yourself. And here's what keeps coming back to me, Dave. Why would a father send his daughter into an environment that is far more dangerous? There are far more arrests. A Colorado Springs police detective said that in one school, this is an inner city in Colorado Springs, this is an average school in Colorado Springs, he gets an arrest a day at that school. Now, you tell me how any father in his right mind would send his daughter, a 14, 15, 16-year-old daughter, into an environment that is far more dangerous, far more dangerous, far more arrests a day than the environment in which he works. Ladies and gentlemen, home education is far safer than the public schools. Number 5, homeschooling allows for the real stuff of education. All right, this gets down to the content of my book, Upgrade, The 10 Secrets to the Best Education for Your Child. Education is about character. It's about bringing character into the life of a child, and it's got to be preeminent. Character has got to flow in all of the material, whether it be the geography class, the geometry class, the algebra class, or the reading class. We want to see character preeminent flowing through the education of a child. We want to see life integration. We want to see the principle of individuality where that educational program is tailor-made for that individual child. And Dave, this kind of thing can only happen with relationships. If you think about it, Dave, how can you nurture character when you don't even know the child that you are trying to train? How can a teacher who is overseeing the educational program of 40 students be working on the character of a young boy that he only sees an hour a day, and he hardly knows that kid? Folks, where there is no nurturing of character, where there is no life integration, where you're not taking knowledge and plugging it into the real issues of life, where you don't get the nuts and bolts, the substance of education, you're not getting an education. That's why, Dave, you've got people trying to push academics on kids, and they don't even have the basics in terms of character, in terms of diligence, in terms of self-respect and honoring their parents, in terms of self-discipline, these sorts of things. They haven't had these things carefully nurtured into their lives day in and day out. Ladies and gentlemen, today, reasons why I'm homeschooling my children. I'd suggest you try it yourself. Academic reasons, character reasons. Homeschooling is the real stuff of education. Homeschooling is safer, and homeschooling is producing some of the most motivated, directed, principled, relevant folks for the marketplace and for politics you'll ever find. In fact, Brian Ray's Homeschooling Grows Up study found that homeschoolers were 14 times more likely to take leadership in these areas than their counterparts from public and private schools. That's 14 times more likely. Homeschoolers 18 to 25 years of age were 14 times. That's 1,400%. More likely to be involved in political leadership, engagement in the culture. Number 7, homeschooling reduces the influence of peers while allowing more time for extracurricular activities. And that's because homeschooling allows for so much more cross-age contact. Typically, homeschoolers are much better socialized than their counterparts in public and private school. That according to study after study after study. And I know a lot of people come back and say, yeah, but I know somebody who is weird, who is homeschooling. But Dave, that's just anecdotal evidence. When it comes down to the real studies, the university PhD level studies that have been done on homeschooling, you look at the Delahook study. Private school subjects appear to be more influenced by or concerned with peers than the home educated group. The Smedley study, home educated children in the sample were significantly better socialized and more mature than those in public school. Or the Galloway Sutton study, from 5 success indicators, academic, cognitive, spiritual, affective, social, and psychomotor, comparing with public and private school students in every success category except psychomotor, the homeschool graduates excelled above the other students. Homeschooling produces well-socialized, well-grounded students, and that leads me to the number 8 reason, and that is homeschooling gives us the opportunity to pick the right worldview. All education is founded on some worldview, and some worldviews are worse than others. We don't have to tell our kids there are all kinds of religions and worldviews in the world, kids, and you must respect them all equally. There are all kinds of gods and all kinds of perspectives. That's a bad worldview, ladies and gentlemen. We tell our children there is right and there is wrong. There is true and there is false. We give our children the right worldview, and we found their education on that worldview. Can't do that in the public schools. Number nine, the ninth reason why we homeschool. Homeschooling allows more flexibility, and we like flexibility. If you need to take a day off here and there, if you need to do something different for one full year, let's say you have a junior high boy, he's been burned out on the classroom stuff, you can do more life integration. You can get him involved in a farm or a ranch for a year. Homeschooling provides infinite flexibility. And you can tailor make an education program that will work for your family and for your children. The 10th reason why I like homeschooling. Homeschooling allows you to integrate your children into your life, into your business. And in the end, the family will be reintegrated. And I believe the family will be more productive.
And yet the number one reason for homeschooling in my household is so that my children will be trained and equipped to serve in the kingdom of God.
You said it. That's beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, what's your vision? What's your vision for your children, for your family? Without a vision, the family perishes. And I'm afraid there are way, way too many families who have next to none when it comes to a vision for their family. Get a vision. That's part of my book, Upgrade, The 10 Secrets to the Best Education for Your Child. You can get the book. There's a whole chapter on vision. We talk about the 10 secrets, but there's a chapter on vision. How to develop a vision for your family. Every family needs one. I couldn't be talking about anything more serious, more important for your family today, because you know what? When you're just about ready to depart this world, there's one thing you will leave, and that will be your children. How did you raise them? Did you give them the best raising possible? Get my book, Upgrade, The 10 Secrets to the Best Education for Your Child, and begin to invest something in the education of your children. I want to encourage parents to make those choices and make the right choices. God will hold you accountable for the choices you make. My book, Upgrade, The 10 Secrets to the Best Education for Your Child, can be purchased by calling 877-842-CHECK right now. Call 877-842-CHECK and get the book, Upgrade. Ladies and gentlemen, you can interact with the program by emailing me, Kevin, at kevinswanson.com. And you can hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world, at kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson, and I want to invite you back again next time as we lay down a vision for the next generation.